The views and opinions expressed on this show by the hosts do not necessarily state or reflect those of the channel. Furthermore, the views and the opinions of the guests do not reflect those of the host and the channel. Also, we do not encourage you to try this at home. We are trained professionals who do not have your best interest at heart or our own. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
welcome to the greatest podcast on the planet.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You're learning it, po 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 po.
And they tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay. I'm just minutes away. You can come any day. You can come and we play. But are you ready?
Island is equal mine. Island is equal mine.
Yeah.
So, Andy, also ready, DJ?
I'm never ready.
But you go, me quit. Are you ready?
That's the thing.
I am ready.
That's the thing. I'm never ready.
I feel like, to 360 what?
360 moment.
360 movement, yeah.
Moment.
Moment.
Yeah.
Movement.
So we look at what we get.
But in the land, I'm getting confused because, like, Lapana, when I went down, in the land, I move around.
When I'm going to lose me, Lapana.
Yeah, I'm going to have a chivalry.
Why, Ilanji? I have some funny movements, Nje. I'm not necessary.
Yeah. No, but you just have to position yourself in the one, like, we made a little bit.
But problem on our manje, that's one we stage.
So awkward. So maybe we answer, maybe we share with Millie Rock.
I was saying we are having a 360 moment right now because we've been using Ingoma like since episode two.
Yeah,
because episode one, sing along with like we had no theme song, it's just a podcast.
Yeah.
I remember and thingy numbers ago.
Why?
I feel like I want like umuntu mangaza ukukhulumela evelani.
Yabule
kuingqondolo kyan tesh. Maybe umuntu imbulu. Yabo, I'm sure maybe lawe.
Yeah.
You think the same thing.
Like I think like initially when you hit me up, I was like,
remember funani.
What scandal is this now? You know, because then it was like, blow your memes. That was the tag.
Oh, it was blow your memes, yeah.
So, yeah. So, but I know, I understand. Approaching for the first time.
So, I'm starting a podcast. I need a theme song. And I feel like Kingo Mayako is the one. Yeah. I asked you why, but for some reason, I thought, like, this is our song.
Yeah.
And we've been rocking it since episode two. This is episode 100 in mine.
Yeah, man. Hey, so shout out to you guys, man. Hey, you know, listen to my views.
You know
how it is in our country.
Yeah.
You have followers on the ground. But hey, socials,
I feel like it's far much better to have followers on the ground than on the socials. Because
it's a bit tricky. It's a two-way thing because now uzabada bo promote abakhayela I social like one.
Yeah.
500 followers. Shows. Yeah. So now it doesn't make sense. So basically, skeptical should be booking. Ngabe ngakazi bekuzo.
Ukuthi garezi it's a thing where ama promoter mayifuna ukubooka a DJ, they check their social media pages first.
Yeah.
So kumele ube ngusign push before ule kuze.
Man, you really need to like we are competing with a lot of women.
But anyways, before we dive into all that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a special edition of the BYO podcast in Ngxoxo 99. Today we are joined by Ryan Sintha. Ryan Sintha. Mbalo kuti kuthiwa Ryan Sintha mbana.
I feel free, my yeah. man. Then maybe I can,
Ryan Sintha, who is known for keeping the crowd on their feet with his diverse music selection while on the decks. The cool, calm, and down-to-earth DJ.
Hold it right there.
My man.
The cool, calm, and down-to-earth DJ has taken the clubbing experience to radio by enjoying residency for the past decade. So kula bantwana abazaliwe baze bafika baze bakhahlela ibhora uDJ Biz uRadio mfana. A past decade gracing the public on various platforms on national stations, radio stations such as ZFM Stereo, Star FM, and Power Ace Radio and the BYO podcast, Ngxoxo 99. Shout out. Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
So, finally. Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
It's been years now.
I know. We are always postponing. With Hano. Don't worry. We'll call you, bro.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that we are still broke as the podcast. And you guys are superstars. Now we have to buy writers, I want to be easy, like.
But you can do like other kids and, you know.
Yeah.
Give yourself writers, you know. And, you know.
Yeah.
On lock.
Yeah, good trick.
Yeah. And it's Nige, right?
And then you just give us your ride, bro.
It's fine. It's not an issue. I can give you.
So, like, when we're growing up, Ralph. When we're growing up,
astrophysicist.
Hey,
I'm playing.
You sing this.
Nah, I'm saying my old twice. Why is it was ilang abi kono kuyo? Like why is it was ilang?
I'm just playing.
Mina thinking ati. I think ati ngati ngkule amfung by doctor bro.
Yeah.
But now I have a podcast. But in some way, I'm a doctor. Because you guys laugh every week because of us. So I'm gracing you with some medicine.
Hey?
Yeah.
Fact.
So I'm a doctor. Fact. And Ryan wanted to be a pilot.
Weirdly, bro. Like, see.
You wanted to be a pilot, bro?
I'm still fascinated by it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, till now, my...
But I feel like there's still time to... I feel like most appeal, bro. You still have the same.
True, but now I've got crazy phobia of speed, bro.
Ooh.
So now, even amongst emotion, like, yo, I struggle, bro.
Indawa, like, have you been involved in a...
Not even.
...in a car accident before?
Not even, but in the phobia, and Aliana very good.
Yeah.
I've even,
and I feel like it's always awkward to kuzum ganako like he'll turn along with bro, you're speeding.
When we're late to the airport, and you have to get the gig. Then
I remember
we have to get you to the airport.
Is understandable to some extent.
Yeah.
I'm so getting even like phobia, but like local, like in town or highways, yo.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kicks in, bro.
Yeah.
Like one, and yo.
I remember, so I just Safi airport in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And Dubai for white drivers, I'm cool, I. But I'm up on Gombe and 30 seat belt, yo.
That's the same thing.
The pilot thing. Kawanga says, fly a Mahara. Oh, That's
the problem with black people. You want things for free.
Nah, you black ass.
You want things for free.
It's called plucking each other.
No, maybe Maseng the private plane. Yeah. We can go together, you know, and do a podcast.
Yeah. Plane.
Well, yeah, on the
yeah.
plane, you know.
Or tell you podcast, you services the private jet yet. Exactly. You pilot way together. Kabanga, you pilot at the same time, DJ. Yachi go autopilot.
I engage you auto la fana vela.
Shine number last number too.
But hey, that'll be wild, my man.
Now before we get into the music and producing items, can you tell us a bit about your upbringing? How is it like growing up in Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah. Where does one begin, my man? Yo, it was good, man. Like, I feel like everyone's backgrounds are different. So,
yeah.
For me, that my side was strict.
My side was strict.
Look as strict. Yeah. But now, you know, I think with the old age, you kind of relax. And yeah, man, it's, you know, I was a kid, when I was a kid, essentially.
Only introvert.
Not really. You were forced.
You were forced to be an introvert. I'm in school,
very school. It would be a big case. And so I was always at home.
Yeah.
Only time I'd go out, maybe I've been shoveling at the but the rest, I'm being at home watching Popeye.
Yeah.
And next thing, you're kind of like exposed to music.
Yeah.
But not really like deep,
deep, deep. Yeah.
You are there somewhere.
Whenever I'm thinking, go to Ochovi Pasigili, like Engin and Nasasala, one of those semi detached houses, which I have been being. So,
yeah.
I call Kwanis go put down.
I said, I think everyone's background is different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure now it's a different story.
Was it a Christian background?
Yeah, heavy Christian, Catholic to be precise.
Catholic. Yeah.
Now I'm a SDA,
yeah,
hardcore,
bro.
And yeah, bye.
I'm not even hardcore anymore.
Hey, my man, don't even lie. Every Saturday, I see you posting a picture at church.
No, but I go to church
with then the nice come to brethren.
Then come to the podcast and say, my boy, I'm Tito. Like,
yeah, no, it's okay because it's, yeah. Or a church.
Yeah. A podcast.
Exactly.
Totally
two
different
personas.
Yeah.
So it's understandable.
And seeing good team kule like Nyongum Sabata, bro, I would find it difficult to play like secular song, like secular music.
Yeah.
Like when you were growing up, were you grounded on the type of music that you were listening to?
Not really. I feel like I was actually exposed to a lot of music when I was still young because Ilumez Lam would collect like a shitload of music, bro. Michael Bolton, and Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
And to me, I was not really into that type of vibe, but the fact that I'm cool to see as well. And Paul Matavire.
Yeah.
That's where I was, because Umasal was more into that.
Okay.
And Ilumez was more, you know, the Western, you know, type of vibe.
Yeah.
So what he restrictions, that I would listen to anything.
Listen to anything at home.
I remember the first time, so me uttering those words as a kid, you know, it was like normal because it's an artist name. Then I think back then there was a cassette store by OK. I've forgotten what it was called. That's where we went. And
that time,
the fact
that time I'm thinking we are the same age, but now that you're mentioning cassettes, hey.
Ah, no. I feel like.
So you never listened to cassettes, bro?
Ah, bro. I was never
you see a pen in a cassette, you can't relate.
From a distance, yeah. Not first hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Vinyl, record.
Oh, even worse. I feel like maybe that period.
Very.
You're still but young in records for me, yeah.
Yo.
So I feel like Karesi says pillar either way, we can just easily access music through ama platforms anjing Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, yeah.
How were you able to collect music that time? Like always phone away. Were you able to collect all the music all phone was Lalela that time, or it was a situation where you just listen to whatever that's available that time?
I feel like it was difficult because it's currently sana wagut to my original stuff, original cassettes, CDs, lama records. And that shit was fucking expensive, my man.
Ish.
Like, I remember, I think cassette was like, whoa, 30, 40 bucks, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh. And this is like big money, bro, at that time.
Bro.
And when I mfuni cassette.
Even the thought of buying a cassette, bro.
You know, so I think it kind of eased down when we got into the early 2000s. With the song Nabo, Omaibong, Abapen, Ama CD, Ama DVD.
It would never change our lives.
Yeah.
Man, that's where I feel like everything, you know, it kind of like we digitalized 1% there as Zim.
Yeah.
And that's when I started collecting like everything. In the from back then.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have? So I'd collect as much CDs as I can, but yo, it was expensive, my man.
You was mentioning your uncle, like good conversation here, just like, what role did he play in your upbringing?
I think his role was mainly like a father figure.
Okay.
Because my dad passed away when I was still young.
Ish.
So I grew up very much like Lilumes, but in a way,
So we lived like the same house or?
Yeah, we stayed in the same house. We used to stay in North End back in the day. And yeah.
He quite put it in here, basically.
He quite put it.
You get it?
Hey.
You know, hey,
making
I'm setting on my burbs in a way. Now, I don't know. It's now, you know, just, it's now a good hood to stay in, you know.
Yeah.
But then, hey, even like ukubona abantu nje around.
It's like, you know, then there's now like the, what's that car? Nissan Cressida of sip-ups.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's a good old one.
It's a good one. It's a kushesh.
If you pimp it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so
can you say he childhood Diago was more of sip-up life or gas?
Sip-ups, man. Sip-up. Because I don't remember nhlale gas.
Yeah.
But you know, you kind of like adapt. Like a school or you chase and lavanda,
chase and lava my bong.
So, obviously, get a church. I could learn what you know, long cheese, you know,
yeah.
I'm from wherever. But at the end of the day, it's your fun and you were all kids.
Like, a relationship with your parents, was it in a way you were comfortable telling them about maybe your relationships? With maybe so when in Kazana, like why how yela mama when in Kazana, mama tisibu when you or but with situation they didn't know.
Honestly, I'm a man. I don't think I had that mindset when I was still
a youngin.
Yeah. I was more like I'm saying, I was always at home. Even on my kelwane, like because the moment you're afraid, you go to ngakhuluma labo, either ilumezo, uko, because I forget, simbonile, you know. So now you're like, you just keep to yourself. So now when it comes to shorties, now, that age,
go with.
I wasn't really, plus I was very shy. I'm still shy. I run away when I see girls.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Hey, where's off Katies? Hey,
bati, 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 kwa baba.
It's the guava.
It's the guava.
Hey, it saves. Young mate.
But if maybe you are to have your own family, abantwana, like amankazana, or even umfana, do you want them to have an open relationship? Lawe uthi babe abazokutshela ukuthi ano mdala laphana sengithole im
ibedi
sengithole ibedi laphana ngenze njani
ofuna
ufuna wadlalele le.
Not really, man. I feel like the best way you go open with your kids.
Yeah.
It might be difficult, but I feel like Tina, we've gone through so many generations. Like, singa kanyela, our parents, they can be scammed by an email, by 2 mail in jama details.
Yeah.
But Tina, we went through, you know, that whole email thing, Y2K. So I think we're a bit more open minded about this whole thing. Though, always, a bit, you know, like.
Temfuni bulima.
So figure ku age yoku bona abafana be, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I think I'd want them to be open.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, shout out, man. Yeah. So iminyaka yahamba.
Yeah.
Uhambe high school, aqale primary, uhambe high school. Then you studied IT, right?
Yeah.
At Varsity Lev. Wait, Enast. How was it?
It was too much.
Just too much.
I always see you guys, well, not now, but then you always complain. Even my boy would always complain.
Yeah, it's cool.
I feel like it's just too much, man, in terms of how much time you put in and return your corner. It's not really the same. So for me, basically, I was doing it for EO late.
Yeah, because I was about to ask Uguti, EIT, Uyenza, were you doing it because it's something you wanted to do? Or you go with local authority. Mama say university, but I was waiting in Zani.
For me, it was okay. Like I said, my upbringing, I had a lot of influence in music.
Yeah.
So Ngani, I think she could tell this child. Saying Ahamba astray. You know, back then being a musician was a bit taboo.
Still.
It still is.
If you're in the creative space, really, you'd find Umundekbuz, it's okay. What's your name? I'm Ryan Synth. What do you do? I'm an artist. What else do you do?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So they don't really consider it as a career.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's a Zim mindset, Angaz, which maybe other countries it's different, but right. If you want to do your music nonsense, have this first.
Yeah.
Then you can.
You can do him. Then how does, when do you realize that you wanted to pursue music as a career?
I think that was, when was that, my man? 2012. Somewhere there. Or let me just take it back.
I was
heavy on collecting CDs and cassettes and whatnot. So for me, I think it started off as being a music collector. I just collect music. I love music. I listen to whatever.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think konapana is umdala. I think I want la.
So many.
You know. So like what let me try and panel beat you before you say I mean adoku. Because you find a lot of cats dropping out, it's like I'm tired. But you just have to, try
and Zazilo Zazilo Lang and demand it. I think on episode by Nana Talk.
Oh yeah. Episodes ago.
Like I think I will always make reference to that episode because I feel like Gulinto's name is abantu was ignored. We episode Liana, but focus on some things like as vital. Why Kuluma? Why he dropped out of Varsity?
Yeah.
Of course, he reason again. I understand Laris, but to him, it made sense.
Yeah. Ugu
tuwate zilalele. U lecture alapana yengena. When he started to ziga, so, but you
know, he's not really
seeing so, like,
and I feel like to some extent he was right,
yeah,
Because yabona, as a student, you need to be motivated, right?
Like, yeah.
All right, says Kanyela, like movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
Ngudu lecturer. Yeah, you might not be driving a Lambo, mm-hmm. but you're driving, you know, a decent car. You look decent. You're dressed well, you know.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, hey, I think what about demotivated? Like, I was saying.
I sure want to like,
can't maybe, look up
maybe
to someone.
Maybe it's the wrong career path.
Yeah.
Or velum chita, li lost in je.
Yeah.
So was Zama, but.
Guayala.
So Lami, I'll end up like I.
Oh, man.
Let me just leave it.
Mbano yungu teaching in?
My brother. My brother was a DJ.
Like, was he a DJ?
He wasn't like popping, but he was like a Roma.
Mm.
We, like I said, we used to stay in North End. So there used to be like, we back to a narrow gate. So it was a youth center
mm-hmm.
where, yeah, kids from all walks of life, they meet up weekends, play games, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he would DJ at those functions.
Go with Munch and Zip, but the church version of Munch and Zip.
Damn! Damn! Hey!
Yeah.
You're gonna make them stop booking me and my man with this comment. So I shall reserve my comment. But it was like, it was a youth center. So that's where I used to DJ a lot. And then one of I'm a tape deck. Mm-hmm. So
what's that, bro? Lana chiki chiki chiki.
No, those are vinyls.
Oh, those are vinyls.
But you can also do the chiki chiki on tape decks.
Okay.
But actually I'm a cassette like tape.
Yeah.
So he shifted from tapes to the CDs.
Yeah.
But right here, my DVD.
Okay.
But it was basic mixing.
Yeah. You know? I'm thinking of DJ in a church setup because me I'm in SDA, bro.
No,
we just go to church in Bengena Parate Jerusalem and then we're out.
So for them, isn't us we go to church on a Sunday.
Oh yeah.
So they would go on a Saturday. So okay. They have their youth day, be cool mut. Okay, when you're part of the altar saving gang tomorrow.
Yeah.
So after this, we have lunch, then you know. Background music.
Yeah.
We play games.
Yeah.
So that's where. So it wasn't really like a church.
Yeah.
It was an establishment, a church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where there would be the groove or the grooving part of things. Not.
Yeah.
St. Mary's, that right? Guy back.
Yeah. He's back then. Influence yako vele ngati velela from a very tender age, like yeah, music. How funny, latte safika maybe is cool. Rustler story to share about this podcast. Ma kubuza ukuzakaza nini podcast le yathini? Sahlala phansi saqalisa, sanga sabona ubhuti wethu DJ ekhuluma labanye abantu.
No, but yeah. I feel like there was influence mm-hmm. for you guys to start this podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Umcholo 99 had a hand.
Wait, yeah.
Umcholo FM had a hand to it because I feel everything is just, you know, it's connected.
Plus, indoors aren't going to just happen without even planning anymore. Exactly. Like, it's indoors. So, yeah.
But so that's your story.
Yeah, that's my story. I feel I'll stick to that one.
That's your story.
But I was actually trying to think of a more depressing one. I feel like I want to more if you have a depressing story. Like,
sad one.
When I was growing up, I did not have shoes. Like I was walking 10 kilometers to go to Munch and Zip.
Yo. I know, man. Like, no, I feel like that's like it's outplayed, like it's been overdone.
Guys, you know,
even Abanyan, even a lot depressing story.
Yeah.
EPR team like Zan, we need that emotion.
Oh, everyone needs that.
Exactly.
That like, come up story.
Exactly. When all the pendeli one.
Eliskar.
That's your narrative.
Then one day, so I say, I know everything. Mm. You know, I'm a penda four.
Because I've heard it was even boys, Will Smith. I'm interviewing his and like, it's like dog, you're pointing to me. Nah. Like, come on,
wait up. Just relax, my brother. just
be real. Hey, Dalam Nazar, Malin. See,
So, like, you. Having been in the music or entertainment industry for some time,
mm-hmm.
in your opinion, do you think it's something that umuntu can do to survive alone in this economy in Zim?
It depends. Yes and no, 50-50. What do I mean? Kule situation whereby you are an artist. Says lo DJ Mqinla.
Yeah. Malum zon take.
Okay, my apologies. Malum zon take.
Yeah, I'm coming.
ZW.
2024.
So that we don't get sued.
They, oh, there's the essay one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How come Malum zon takes?
Yeah, the two guys.
Uncle, you remember that. Uncle on takes.
Yeah, hey, that we said Kwele wo Ankele.
Oh, Ankele.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a wanna pump
in. You will brand yourself in a certain way.
Yeah.
How long that takes determines your value.
Mm-hmm.
I'll reference to the exposure does not pay bills episode.
Yeah, Kwele, it doesn't pay bills, bro.
My man, I've been used by a lot of promoters in Mulawa. In Sakala.
Yeah.
Abaning. But life, you know,
yeah.
has a way of, you know. So you brand yourself in a certain way. Where was I? No, mean a very, I'm tired. If 50, if 20, it'll be six pack and tat.
Konabong, it may be $20. Aye.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm talking about it's six pack.
Okay,
it's six payment. Pack. There are DJs that get paid
yeah.
With alcohol. Like umunye, you go to a spot, yeah, usually owner, I don't know, pull up.
Oh, give
you
alcohol.
Unga kulu, nyuguti, nzakupatala, nyo, anything. Unatan, nata, a certain lager. Yet our sharp. Yekuchanga, ma poetry like two. And that's your payment, you know? And you don't get transport money or booking fee.
Yeah.
That on its own is enough.
And I don't think I would have survived this DJing thing. Exposure. Unatani malum. Natama coke. Saying chunang boy, he said young. I'm a 2 liters.
You see? 2 liters,
yeah, bro.
I told her, I'm a 3 liters.
Yeah, I'm a where's the power to run?
I'm sure it's good.
Why are you busy drinking power?
I cheap it, Anna. I put it. He told him. So, $1. The can being was a good tea, but $1.52 a times three, like. So, back to the question, can you survive? Yes, you can survive.
Yeah.
Like I said, through branding. If you know what a lot of people at times, well, I say, one booking, you are sorted for the whole month or for 2 months. And I'm like, guys, no, I'm not that, you know.
Yeah.
But I go back to e-branding, like how much do you value your brand? And bear in mind, they are kuluma pela na bo promoter apparently.
Yeah, we talk. Mzuzenge 20.
20? Apelia na one church 100. Amana it's pela 5 unala una mna impatale 20. No right. So, you can survive.
You can survive.
You cannot survive again
yeah.
if you are not sure what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
You can, you can be good.
Yeah.
But not know which am I really that good? You have a lot of doubts in yourself, my man.
Because I feel like it's a situation, like you have to put in 100%. Because
yeah.
if it's something, or mele or surviving, it means mele or battling, I am a bills, bro.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You have to pay rent. You have to water. Go out with
this,
the petties.
Yabona and
pila wazi chicken in.
Exactly. Bafuna in cook young ale engineer to
Prangsus is because going to a broiler.
No,
it's a relay before we call it. If I we
is out,
is out.
No, you're right, but
yeah,
in cook, in cook,
nah, no ways, guys.
Yeah,
and you have a mushroom sauce, you know, the things.
Yeah.
The sauce.
You might be sharing with Olivine.
Yeah, so get like your 100. I think I want to probably mistake your like teen as I'm a creatives.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mistake of saying I'm doing this because I love it. I'm doing this because I'm passionate. I'm doing this because I can even do it even if I'm not paid.
Yeah.
But if you check the reality, your life.
Mm-hmm.
So good, like good healing, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Show me pinoji, sinqua, maybe lamakanda, bacon, and eggs.
Soft.
Mm. Yabo?
Yeah.
Ugu tenye passion?
Definitely not, my man.
Nah. Yabo? So, your situation you go realize ugu sharp. Reality, echo na ugu I want to do this. But in the process of doing it, kumele kubele outcome ele survival part.
That's true.
Because melu cover my bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Then what challenges did you face back then?
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges did you face back then in the entertainment music industry? And what challenges are you facing now?
Yes, yes. Scalip. Hey, like I said, Maspani Swamtala, yo. Ah, Maspani. Who put Rako? Who put Rako, my boy?
So, I see you went there in 10,000 hours.
I love Mangadi. This is a shala.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like, I think the biggest challenge that I faced was I went among in our industry. Yeah, nobody, and people are like, oh, okay, should we give him a shot? So when they're giving you that shot, it's like they're doing you a favor.
Mm.
So over payment, it's a luxury.
Yeah.
You know, even a refreshment, it's a luxury.
So we're not a man's again.
Exactly. So now at least we're going to scheme on it, to be kitchen. Any class na man's, you know.
Yeah.
No ice, you know. It's just warm water, you know. So that was like my biggest challenge. And hey, there was a time, it was 2014, 13. So we're playing at this joint, Horizon.
Horizon.
Yo.
Horizon, you see in
here
is? The Vista, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horizon
is 2000.
Yo,
that place, sis, man.
That place used to be beautiful, my man.
Bro.
That place used to be sexy.
Pana wisha pleba.
Yo, you know, I remember Pablo from Harare, Wabuya, and was like, if this place was in Harare, ha.
What's the location I want to go to, bro, with the CBD, bro?
And I'm saying is the swimming pool setup. For him, I was like, how did you guys do this?
I'm a tukia tumela pagati, guys.
Yes. So we orange, mdala. How, like, yeah, there's certain colors that are for fast food joints.
Yeah.
For example, chicken in, by color, it's orange. That's bloody orange.
Yeah.
And you go and put it at a club or a lounge. I don't know what it is now. Mm. But it's for you to buy and leave.
I think we're going into the situation here. The management, you pay the part.
So Uti, so when Uti, or manager, ever decided to spend in orange, not the owner.
Yeah, corner squares, see, yeah. But I think you're missing a focus again right now. You go to El Rise or to inside.
Anyway, we were five DJs playing there that night. I think it was a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Baba, us as five DJs. The promoter of the night was like, guys, Kube blind. It was a terrible night. And to us, we're like,
terrible night.
Corner, you know,
people were dancing. Buying,
people were dancing. And see, by five, Sashe is $5.
Oh,
hi, bro.
Hey. bro, could never be me, bro.
Five DJs. Some are still in the game. Others, I
think, bro. They lash alone, like Kelash alone, man.
5 past. Kelash alone, man. 6 past. Figure
me. Abazas.
I'm a pastor.
Because I've been now exposing niggas. I wanna. So,
yeah, it's no story to tell.
But I'm sure you know
who's cool.
Who's cool? Long on Alanda. Who's cool?
Yeah, no, but all right. It was me. It was Ustafa. I don't know if you know Staffa.
Ustafa.
Yeah, Ustafa.
And your
boys.
Yeah,
those are cool.
And then Omonye Wagungu, Miss Pam. She's no longer a DJ now.
Yeah, he must.
And there was a female DJ. There was another female DJ. We're not like that.
But,
so
but she's still in the game.
No, she. I think she's now a promoter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I almost say DJ, DJ.
And then.
Is that you? My sister.
Omonye. The Hrutman Lami. I'm still coming.
But banding of $5, bro.
My man, were we five or were we six? I've forgotten, but it was $5. And it happened 2 weeks before Sesiago meeting the Zimbabwe Music Rights Association. They complain with you, what did you ever go my license, is a little that is a battle and that Nasi shares with $5.
Imagine that time, maybe Malaling was 6 ago, Willie still pay $5. I don't know, play my sim, but sick Nilu.
We are told you, so much,
so much, me a rap. That's really, we love people complaining about,
you know. Which I applied this, I'm gonna get dollar, full dollar. Oh, we're not any, even 50 cents.
That time, it would take my mom, I just figured a pump boy.
Bro.
And at that time, bro, this was like
2014.
Well, yeah, 2013, 2014. And this is like around 12:01 a.m. And bear in mind, now I'm staying at Cement Site. I don't know if you guys know where Cement Site is.
Yeah, I'm obsessed for time, man.
Yeah,
the first time in.
Yeah, it looks like a figure.
It's a good time in.
I'm dressing
in. That used to be my hood back in the day. So I'm going to tell you. And the cab was straight $20.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to catch on, bro.
You're left with, because it's 14 Ks.
Damn,
so a toll gate, it's 17. So it's that close to the toll gate. You literally... have a safe journey. And less than 200 meters, you turn right to get a cement site.
And you're welcome to Bulawayo whenever you're going to town.
Exactly. So if you ask Uma Bela,
cement site, saying was good
to night freak, why is it him? Tara, Pela, when I'm going to go passport,
bro. Out of Bulawayo,
there were three roadblocks at that time.
Mm-mm-mm.
So imagine we're sharing $5. And I needed an extra 50, actually, an extra 19.
19, bro.
Angaba aluguti, what am I drink at that time?
It wasn't important, bro.
So, those were the main, like, my biggest takeaway from that is, like, that incident.
Bro, when's that manje incident in that? Because
no, the thing is, every time I always had extra cash for a cab. Excellent, I 20 day a cab. Nothing else. Then maybe Susabalu, you know, we 10. And then I was still, you know, a sober child. So I was on the Coca-Cola like you.
Yeah, I'm a drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm sitting by the same interviewer. Or Twitch, I want to call Lippy. I was like, bro, I don't drink. What? Yeah, we're serious again. Like, bro, I don't drink alcohol. Yeah. What is your problem?
I didn't believe.
But do you remember a point where... you almost like quit, because I feel like I'm a situations aren't just so bro, every way of just pushing I'm onto to the edge of like saying I feel like abatire kudamba baba.
Mina, it wasn't actually like any of those incidents. It was a situation where I was out of the country, and I got back and my place had been broken into. So they literally took everything.
Shit.
My discs, laptop, backup, hard drives, microphone, like the whole shebang. You know, so they got deeper into depression.
Shit.
For like...
For a certain period.
But yeah,
but look at you now. You're big, you're strong.
No, I got my shit back, bro. I got my shit back. Hey, Baba, this is Zimbabwe. This is Africa, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you managed to get your shit back?
Yeah.
You street
some,
like that,
some
eh?
Of it, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
No, hey, my man.
So you used like the police route or the ancestral the route?
The police route. What happened was... No, let me touch everything.
Yeah.
I went to the cops, obviously, for a report and whatnot and whatnot. Yeah. Then, funny enough, the guy, what you want to like, today, around 10, then following day, he went to Gwanda. So in Gwanda, he went to someone that I know in Gwanda, Efunga Machisa, the laptop.
The laptop, yeah.
And the guy's like, this one. This laptop, I ain't seen. He's like, I know, own, come back, bye bye. Maybe after 2 or 3 hours, you have so sharp. The guy at that time did not have my number. He looked for me through another person. Then that guy's like, yo, let's stop sakura pesangani.
Zwagarada.
Uluzizin join. Mina, hey, go onke. Uta asui. Then he licked me with the guy. Guy was like, yo, like I don't know. Now this stuff sako utas osboni. I've called the cops. So Bachai ambush and he had already sold like the decks to another spot, Kunangari Kwanda, with my flash drives, a laptop as well. Then the thing that I did not recover was the hard drives.
But then he's
a wild boy.
Suspicious.
Dog. And crazy enough, it's someone that I grew up with.
Ha. Ah.
Yeah. So this guy, Vele Kayangani, was now a junkie. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Because actually you'd be thinking with I'm a police in Zimbabwe, bro.
Those bros work, my man.
Until like
for me, it was a blessing. He knew me. And
yeah.
Imagine if it was someone else. Like, ah, okay.
Just keep in jail.
So that was, you know, that was my breaking point.
Also, funukchia, bro. So these are the problems you faced like
then
back then, but now I feel like impilo bro, really lama ups and downs. And I feel like akhona ama problems as I say kona right now. Of course, akusafana ndakudala, but they still be.
Yeah.
What are they?
Hey, what challenges have we been facing? So the ones that I remember. Is people, promoters, club owners, or whatever. No. Let me take it back to the employees. This is the management. Umuntu osebenzela omunye umuntu ufuna ukukhatha imali yakho.
Eish.
Gcini, you want to book me for BYO Memes Fest?
Yeah.
Ralph is your front guy.
Yeah, the crook, this one.
Then Ralph comes to me, he's like, yo, my dog. How far? Then I'm like, I want $1,000. It's like, all right. Sharp. Every year, go to Jagum G to 10.
For now, 2K.
2K.
Ha.
A pen to get him, Gwinet, Urafeti, I'm a QIA Lil, a tenjan. So I'm going to 500.
I'm a QIA for me, 200.
2K. When I'm for me, 2K.
Remember, Shell on.
When a pen to get, Yazin. I really want to care. But yeah. You get what I'm saying? So now you're like, my man.
But then how do you discover what you're supposed to get 2K and...
No, the crazy thing is these owners, it's not like a Asazan.
Yeah.
It's just like protocol for me to get to you, you know, for like in the future.
Yeah.
Through your PA.
Yeah.
So you have to send a PA and set the appointment. So now, as the owner, you don't have like these petty things, one big problems. That's how you now find out. But la panandota, one charge at 2,000.
Mina.
2,000. But when I watch it, 1,000. 1,000. Hey, mina ngapi wa 500. 500. Like, so now you're exposing the whole chain. So the owner's not going back.
Yeah, I'll make the money in king of it.
Yeah, that's like problem. My biggest. Don't break. I enjoy dealing with owners, but the owners don't understand.
Yeah.
They are like, no, deal with my manager, deal with my... So, like,
the time my manager, I told her him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baba.
Bro, I have $200, bro.
And
ah, 200, bro. My brother have 200. If you don't want...
And the mindset is, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And you're now like, Yazin, for good relations or whatever. What's this, Kati? Like, honestly, I don't tolerate. So those are one of the challenges. What that are the other challenges we've faced? You go to anxiety.
Yeah, because actually, before you give her the mic, how important do you think it is to have a manager in the entertainment industry? A case of Zimbabwe.
It's for her.
It's for you.
Or it's for me.
But yeah.
Okay. In all honesty, a manager is not needed.
Yeah.
Why?
What are you?
No.
What are you doing here?
Let me expurgate.
Yeah.
You will only need a manager. What do I mean? You're chasing after promoters, your payments. You need to prepare sets. You need to look for gigs. It becomes a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's when also want, okay, am I able
to
pay a manager?
Yeah.
Because they do not do charity work. You do charity work?
No.
Or a former our assistant here, sound guy. I was exposing you, my man. Would you do charity work?
Not even.
You see, so I always tell people, I want to be a game at aim, I now need a manager. Who do you think would be a good manager? And I'm like, okay, answer these three things. Are you failing to get gigs?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there anything that's troubling you that needs your 100%, you know, focus on?
Yeah, the craft, obviously, yeah.
Are you having problems with the owners paying you what you want?
All the time.
Okay. So now you have to weigh your options. Which, okay,
yeah.
How often are you out there?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you booked? Because now there are two types of managers. There's one that works on commission.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one that works as an employee.
Monthly, meaning you have to pay them. Whether no more I'm a gig.
My man, you've been a gigless, if there's such a word, for months. You know, so I always tell them, bruh, you don't really need a manager for now. Personally, you don't care. And they take offense.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to lessen the load. Because, like I'm saying, the monies that are being paid to most of my fellow DJs,
it's like, hey. Brother, you see,
$5.
So only by two. So I always tell them, but next thing when sell your manager.
When a manager. So manager, what's your role on who? Orion Synth right now is an artist.
Honestly, no, I'm just kidding. My role as his manager is to. Oh, actually, I do quite a lot.
Mm.
I am his booking agent. Mm-hmm. I am his road manager.
Mm-hmm.
I am his PR person.
So do
fashionista, fashion director,
stylist.
So
music director.
Because I feel like as a podcast, we really need a stylist.
No, it's actually making sense what you're saying. What you don't need a manager.
Yeah.
When with the size of your business right now, one person is doubling to say. So as you grow, I'm sure she'll get tired as well. It's a writer sting, new stylist, writer sting, PR sting, and sting.
So I feel like right now as a podcast, it says Cecil manager who's now styling us. Like
styling her when I have just one pin in my sister. Yeah. Do I like flip it?
Yeah. So by the time you get in love, like, you know, I can help you make
this decision. Like, no, I'm going to skip it. Let's just pin it.
But man, let's skip it. What are we styling?
What are we styling, my brother? There's nothing. I feel like you really do a lot, eh?
Yeah, and she's doing a really great job. Eh?
Do you like run his social media pages as well?
No, I don't. There's someone for that though.
Oh, because I was about to ask, how do you handle like women that come to the DMs?
I think she can explain that. There was an incident. When was it?
Now
actually, two incidents.
These are the things that we.
These are the things.
No, but the thing is,
the camera's for.
This is the podcast.
The thing is, it's not as juicy, but you know. You get certain girls that think the number that is on your bio or on your call thing
for bookings, it's yours.
It's that guy's number.
Yeah,
you know. So, Miss M, I think it was last year.
Miss M is the previous.
No, she's on the business side.
Ha! It's an entity.
Yeah, my contract.
We have departments.
Whatnot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's the admin. I think that's the right word, yeah? Yeah.
Can I have a bro, Tina, like, maybe in the thing, like, admin like that. Like, I know. We talk to the team. As a team,
you are the team.
We are the team.
No, but it's okay, because it shows, Uguti, I know, unama structures.
Yeah.
Like,
unlike CCC.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. So, at least it shows, Uguti, Lena, you know.
Yeah.
So, what happened, I think it was last year, some girl messaged, sent a text message saying, she was saying something raunchy. So she was like, this is definitely not for me, you know.
Where is it in?
I'm trying to remember. Like, it was something to do with, I'm that girl that you met, what?
Hey.
You?
And she actually said the name, Prangamas. One. Two, the message was so raunchy, she had to call me, like, my guy, what's happening?
I think we're not mapping up on a lap.
I
lost
the screenshot. Hi, animals. And you know, our eco cash, I check, if it's anilas. Maybe lost nam, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the most recent one is this. When was it? A few months back. Yeah.
Mm.
She literally went through all Miss M and Michelle's
numbers.
A thing, I mean.
Mm.
And I was actually from, I'm very plus in Mtara. Very. So yeah. My number was not reachable.
Yeah.
So now, sebe phone da ngapa. Eti akulonkaza nokudinga lapha chom lami and very kudinga pants phezulu umithisile yini sisike silungise iPR kumbe kwi. It's like, no guys, I don't know what you're talking about. Hathi no kuthi akule something olayo eyaki like something. You know, so I was now lost uthi
yini
something yini something.
I was gonna feel maybe at some point you like your check up.
No. But
maybe.
But I.
No, not even, man. I was just chilled about it. I was like, I'm not. I'll handle it. And I'll look for the person. So, but yeah, but it was one of my friends. Waichi is Kwamasake. So, yeah.
Oh.
It was a bag. So, she was traveling. So, she wanted a bag.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it was, like I'm saying, it's not juicy, but you know.
But I don't know. I feel like those ones are scenarios of social media pages.
Yeah.
Do you remember a time where maybe you had a top set, like, then a man kazana, like, say, boo,
I'm not going to scoot it up. I'm going to transition.
I'm not going to scoot it. I'm a dick. Shit. Yo. In all honesty, I don't remember. The thing, Ngami, I don't really like go or put to heart or, you know, to mind. Hey, bro, dope set.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can say dope set, but only one who's hardcore and they know that. has a party tapana. Who's not a DJ, not a musician, but they're patron, you know, like they collect music. Like, ah, chumlam. Today you will not eat. But there's like 3 or 4 or 5 people. That's they're like,
it.
Yo.
You're the top set.
I value those people more. Why? That's how I polish my craft.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I feel like in some instances, maybe when they come to you after a set, a CT, that was a top set, you're like, yeah, I know.
yeah,
like, that, yeah, that I know. Is,
I've never said that. Maybe to like people that I'm close to, and I know we joke around like
that. I was a manager, and I back.
Pizza. It's only like maybe with close people, but
yeah.
Hey, bro, don't say that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I value lo ano touch. Mlam. Lapana ngano ge what?
So go to ngumuntu like or tata like what's this?
Criticism.
Criticism.
Yeah. Constructive.
Constructive criticism.
I take everything to heart.
Yeah.
So ngata had no to chai shit. It'll get to me, and I'll be like, okay, ni polishenga.
Yeah, but I think Mele realize that a life in, bro. Also, please, Hong Kong Moon.
True.
So,
but Yabonan, it's always good. Now, Zachelong Moon to Onga Mazio, like Onga so regular.
Yeah.
That's like you're tapping into a different fan base.
Yeah, because I want to be Bala Manga.
Exactly.
Bye, Befuna Marite.
Simple. I want to go to the television. Who did the Yaka Laponji?
Tawin, I remember, man. When I remember, I'm a shy number.
But you can't even make sure the vibe is not correct.
When I even know the equipment day is confusing you.
No.
I'm a DJ.
And when I'm a mistake, I'm a name. But it's not. Ow, shy. Then you're now like, are you being for real right now? And I'm a dish.
So, but like, do you remember a time where I want to, like, during a set, I'm like, yeah, this is not coming out like clean. Like, maybe Taiwan is I'm a piece. Like, you're feeling good. The combos are not communicating.
Okay, yeah. Crane challenge.
Yeah. Okay, crane challenge. Good promotion.
I don't, my man. Why am I saying that? Mina, like
it means
I said,
you're doing the things correctly. You're
a perfectionist. So yes. I sit down and I don't like download a song and straight away transfer it to a laptop or to a flash drive. I edit, I'm telling you, to how I want it to sound. So let's say, like Uyebo, a lot of people, if they've seen me perform Uyebo, it's verse one, chorus, verse two. So either yasala sokuyi instrumental sengifakela inye vocal or yasala sokuli a cappella sengifakela inye beat.
Just to give people context, Uyebo is the theme song of this podcast.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I've seen people actually ask.
They are always asking like ingoma le ngikabani, it's ours. But
it's theirs. It's literally no longer my song.
But it was produced yeah.
by a couple of nerds.
Yeah,
a couple of nerds. So I'm a pizza, yeah, here and there. I think when you're like literally like mixing in the my headphones is that because you know you'll find DJs but I'm asking myself what headphone
the point is the Lord is my shepherd.
But now I want to be to that go to the club now, go to these gigs. Like they now know window try cue point, mix point. So pizza,
yeah, we know, bro. Like, I'm like,
and I wanna. And at the time, Labo City, you were recording and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, bro. I feel like the most awkward position to be in is an audience, Labano DJ Epis. Actually, like, hash, and I'm in the front row and I was taking a video. Now, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to like continue because I'm seeing good now. This is an accident, but what do I do in that? what do I do, bro, in that situation?
I feel
bro?
Like just continue and the uzayibamban. And then when I'm also posted up, that's the only way, my man. Yeah. Because the moment you post a mash,
you're killing the brand.
Exactly.
It's no longer marketable.
Exactly. So yeah. I feel like you just continue, but for you, you'll be like, oh shit. So against the So I'm saying, bro, for me, bro, continue. If I do a hash, continue.
I should continue.
I'll catch it somewhere.
Because I remember the last time when that happened, I think that I'm on your chair, bro. Like, I'm now going home. I was like, thank God.
Watch my cat.
Dog, somebody coming.
That's how you survive. But
you couldn't survive going.
But I'm actually, brother, they're part of the industry. No, you know, so, but I wanna set up with it. I think go back to the drawing board. Practice makes better, not perfect. There's no one who's perfect.
So, for someone who is seeing Ryan Synth for the first time on this platform, and they want to book Ryan Synth, they want to know what type of music do you specialize in terms of production and with DJ performances? Yeah,
I'll start off with DJing since it's bookings. I'm an open format DJ, but. Okay, to explain open format to those abangazi, open format is a DJ that plays almost everything, like in terms of genres, be it house music and the sub genres, house, double hip hop, afrobeat, dancehall, electro, EDM, But my strength is house, number one, then hip hop. Because a lot of people think I'm a house DJ. Or maybe I think I've bred in myself as a house DJ. I'm actually a hip-hop DJ. Because I started off as a hip-hop DJ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So in 2014, August, September, thereabout, I was in a DJ battle in Harare and I came out second against Elroy, where I think he's now on Power FM.
Oh.
And it was, yeah.
It was neck heavy.
It was hectic, my man. It was,
Hey.
It was that bad.
Go Kingdom Department.
Yeah. So, and that was like on hip hop. I started playing it because I was producing Tribal House then.
Yeah.
Then, you know, at that time, Tribal House wasn't really like kicking, you know. So that's when I started with, okay, let me start playing about Tribal House, you know.
Yeah.
Since stuffing is producer, it's like.
See, yeah.
But, yeah. Book me. I'm expensive, but I'm cheap. Bookings at ryansynth.com.
Yeah.
Oh, there are people that come to my DMs. It's fine, but I'll direct you somewhere. But I'll tell you how much, but I'll direct you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people or promoters. Like for example, kuzaba lo muntu oza kuthi ufuna kumbuka through you. Tano, nansi number ka Ryan.
Yeah.
When they come to me, I'll be offline. Like, bro, I can go off the grid for a month. I don't have a problem. Because I feel like social media, for me, iyangi distract when it comes to getting work done.
Yeah.
So ngiyathi sitting at, right, let me sit down. I need to do a beat. Queen queen. Queen queen. So I'm going to text myself, hey, hey, where are you? You need to go for a photo shoot. You know, like, you know, like so what I usually do is I just go off the grid unannounced, but I tell the team, hey, guys, I'm out. Handle everything. But you'll find Uchima Ungena back online. You find someone, say, yo, how much booking fee?
Yeah.
Then they're like, my man, even less is we'll talk to you next time. But all my socials
have
one number, two numbers, it's the same. So
yeah.
I think Kumpana, it's not a bad thing, but man, offline, so.
Then now, Abafazi, how do they, outside the entertainment, when you just go offline? Abafazi, about complaining, bro.
Yeah, costing me.
Complain about.
umuntu uyabe eqakathekile and uyabe esetsheliwe ukuthi yo I'm out. So if I get a couple of peeps like, hey, Ndota, how far are they? Hey, you've just disappeared. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm there.
I'm there, but I'm not there.
Exactly. So
yeah, I wanted to ask, Sakurumama bookings, like your three or maybe even five biggest stages that you've done, if it's cool.
Yes, yes. I think number one would be Rands, Cape Town. Yo.
It was wild.
That stage was beautiful, man.
And when was that?
It was last year, May, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was beautiful, man. The crowd was, you know, I think the biggest challenge that I usually face is, I mean, I don't like playing commercial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I struggle most of the time this side in Bulawayo.
I mean, a Zim maybe setup,
No, crazy hygiene. Enough. Hygiene. If I play an exclusive set in Harare, they'll vibe to that shit. Because they're like, ah, success, you know, so you're bringing a different vibe to them.
Yeah.
You know, that side, bros, you know.
They appreciate exclusivity exactly, of the craft, yeah.
Exactly. So I think here in Bulawayo, there's certain places where I can like, yo, I've dropped an exclusive set from start to end there. And no one
Kona Potine Sebes look is busy in Shazam. Kati play.
Exactly.
I'm not getting his cotty sell up on my exclusive.
You know, so for me, Cape Town, Rand's Cape Town. Shout out to Miles, the DJ. He's the one who brought me down to Cape Town.
Mm.
Number one. Number two is the Jacaranda Music Fest. Yo. Also last year.
That one was wild.
Yeah. That was mad. But the problem is usuka ube character we cine usulengqondo exclusive yabo. A lot of DJs, I think we don't really understand what happens at a festival or a festival umuntu uzotshompoka mdala.
Yeah.
Lokho kuthi uzofundisa abantu ukuthi kule ngoma entsha
exclusive. Bro, we want me. We don't want you. Do I win? Skija, what?
Exactly. Oh, skija, like a good man percussion. No. We don't do that. Maybe one or two.
Yeah.
But the rest, you need to strike a balance with someone who can, you know, sing along. Yeah. So, I lapana, I kwakumna and disability, but because I think commercial commercial at that time.
Bluetooth
And number three is Souk. I go back to Cape Town. Souk.
Souk. I saw someone post Souk recently.
Souk is mad. Oscar Mbo's got a residency there.
Yeah, he was there. That's Friday. How I discovered that place. Because I was trying to check if he's going to really come down.
Yeah. He was there Friday. Then Saturday was in, I think, Lesotho.
Yeah.
That place is crazy, bro. Like, it's a small venue. My finally salon. Maybe like Kudu Bar. But with a patio. A veranda. But yo,
it's wild.
Those girls,
the girls, the music, the speaker, the lights, the cool drinks, So those are my top three, five, four. As I was saying, Faga, Abu, Smokehouse, you know.
You Carnival. You held down. Yeah, you even held down. Carnival.
Snap.
That's Carnival, you went crazy.
Maybe Carnival 2016 for me.
My first year.
Between 16 and 18, those 2 years, because I went there for, I think, four or five years in a row. But the ones that stand out at number five, Carnival, between 2016 and 2018. It was beautiful. Those are my top spots.
In terms of like, collaborations in producing your music, which are the most like notable ones that you've done?
I've done stuff, obviously, Murphy Cubic.
Yeah.
I've done stuff, Doma Pena, but it never saw the light of day, unfortunately. Mapena is a night freak.
Yeah. I was about to say it, bro. But they don't know him like that.
That's like way, way back, bro. Like,
yeah. And he's actually doing great, hey?
Not great. Amazing, bro.
Amazing,
he's,
bro.
He's silk with it, bro.
Yeah.
He's doing, yo. Shout out to him, though.
But yeah.
I've done stuff with, who else? Oh, Shekinah. Shekinah, the music. He's a guitarist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Local guy. Not the.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking
that. We're thinking big
Suchet.
People.
Yeah. Suchet.
Bad and bougie.
Yeah.
I've done stuff with guys that. This guy was in prison, Tong Uno, in the Less Is More EP.
He was in prison.
Yeah. So the only thing that we could capture was ish. Was because he couldn't do like a full verse over time. So that was actually like a crazy thing in terms of doing that song for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like in hip hop, record saw a verse, you know, he said Danyan and all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing now.
Yeah. So for me, that was the only way because that guy, I'm producer like from way back. So he shifted to SA then, yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ended up inside. So yeah. Vuyo Brown.
Yeah.
Got stuff with Vuyo Brown. Who else? My man. Oh, there's a new artist called Kusto. Well, not new, but he's been in the game, but
for some time, yeah.
Yeah. That guy, he does everything, but I feel like his stronghold is house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tuyano, aka Tuyang.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get that guy back into the studio, guys. I think maybe we should do a button, but petition.
I'll just go get that boy.
Yeah, please. We'll get that boy.
Just do it. That boy is 2 days.
Yeah, he's 2 days.
You know, the last time I was like, yo, bro, I think we need to do another one. But
yeah, it's so chilled.
But I remember being introduced to your music for the first time. I think Ingomenga is why I was here remix Gangai back.
You see, I'm already forgetting.
I feel like the original version, I was like, ah, it's not for me. I see it's doing good, but.
No, I think it's because you can relate with the beat of the other.
I feel like Wasi later closer to Ingo Mayankona or even the type of music that time. Because I feel like when you be introduced like that,
mm-hmm.
You get introduced to some type of music via my remixes or my samples. You're like, ulalele maybe AKA and do any sample and I tell cars, then you start looking for the original song.
Yeah, like that army then, song.
Yeah. Yo, bro,
that status quo sample is...
bro. Wait. Yeah, then it was like the original track. Yeah. So I remember in season guy back, I'm like, yeah, dinda.
Yeah, vainde.
Like, yeah, vainde. Then, yebo. SE7, go podcast. Like,
SE7, ingoma yen.
Ingoma yen.
Literally, you guys told me, which lay, aksa ingoma.
Bro, this is our song now.
It's simple.
And we've been rocking it since, bro.
So, yeah, it's fine like that. Yeah. I don't have the qual with you.
No, it's ours. You can make another one, but this one, that's ours. But what advice would you give maybe an aspiring DJ out there who's listening to this podcast?
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, man. First things first, you need to have passion, man.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing it? The reason why you started,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think mele ube wazi why you're doing this thing because, like I said, uza fika a situation whereby they'll use you mm-hmm. and you give up. Nwe lapano na bukanta, mina vele nyenzela for otakalan. Ano mina nyenzela for the man. You know. So, I think first things first, you need to have passion and patience. I always use Casper Nyovis come up. Took mm-hmm. that guy 10 years.
Mm.
He was still in the game doing it, but it took him 10 years to do Kushesh, the recognition of Kushesh. So that's my two P's,
mm-hmm.
passion and patience.
But I feel like just to throw in maybe I'm going to need a couple, but the discipline as well, I feel like.
Oh yeah. That's
which is very important. I feel like when you didn't mention it because Vele, it's part of who you are.
Yeah,
you're like. Vele me little disciplined, Vele in life. Yeah,
I think that's the problem because I'm upbringing Sichiene.
Yeah.
So many upbringing, yeah, it might have been like, you know, strict. Then you get a freedom
to shine.
You know, you forget your morals and everything. But like you said, discipline, definitely.
But then, how do you stay inspired and motivated in the entertainment industry, seeing that it's a very competitive one? Like, it's a very tricky one. You'd find abanye abantu don't even have to, like, spend 10 years perfecting their craft. They just come in, one hit. Gone.
Hey, that guy, it's unfortunate that he had to remake that song.
Ah, bro.
And it came out. Yo.
Yo, ah, yeah, that terrible. One. Ah, yeah, the second one. Now.
Second product.
I don't even know why, is it Sony or whoever said, let's re-record. Nah.
It was a bad one. But how do you stay motivated and inspired?
Yo, it's the people, bro. Mm. For me, it's the people. My motivation or my drive comes from the people. Uti, you know, there's always that one person, like, they don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always go through, like, my comments, a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, whose song is this? I'm like, guys. So there are people, CBD, that, you know, they don't know about the podcast, they don't know about me, they don't know about Murphy. You know, it's always amazing for me because I'm tapping into a new market, every single time, or every moment, or any chance that I get. So that keeps me going. Okay, I need to go harder, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, shout out, man. What can we expect from Ryan Synth maybe in the next coming months or years? And what message or feeling do you hope to convey to someone who's listening to your music out there?
I think the message shall be found in the music.
Yeah.
Because the music that I have made, somehow in between, it might be subliminal. It might be direct, but there's a message. You know, so that's my parting to, you know.
Yeah.
And then
new projects.
Yeah. New projects, definitely. The thing is, the music is there, but our artists, my man.
Yeah.
Some of them. Not all of them. Some of them. You know, there will be a specific artist, Jabifuna.
For the vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, sharp, a sense. Come day, record, the person is touch and touchable. But definitely, new music, some music is out.
Yeah.
But there's more music. I think just look out for Nacho Man EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nacho Man EP. I think we just put the link with description if you want to get more music of Ryan Synth.
Yeah. I think that's where you'll be like, I'm taking my exclusivity in terms of sets. I'm now putting it through the music. Okay.
Nice.
I'm a natural mixes army.
Yeah.
That type of vibe. This is what I've produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, definitely.
So Nacho Man EP. If there is someone that wants to collaborate with you, what's the process like? Do they hit you up and you chat or
hit me up?
Yeah.
Don't send me a project because the risky part about you sending me project, Lako, I might be having the same idea.
Yeah.
Next thing you're like, but
natural EP is for me. This sounds like my thing, man.
I sent you something.
Hey, I sent you something. This is my song, bro.
Now to explain, usually ngang sitting to mele project, I rather do it via email.
Yeah.
You can tell Uti, right, this was sent.
Nilanga leli.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then ma se guhanjiswane quote or whatever, which it never gets to that.
Yeah, it should never get to that.
Because in our country,
quote. Oh, my brother.
It's difficult.
We can't afford a lawyer. A lawyer. We can't even afford bread, bro. And you want to take me to court because I said you're a puss on the podcast. Come on, my brother. Do you have a question before we go?
Yeah. Nah. All right. Would you be going on tour soon or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. For the EP, we need to push it as hard as we can. I think our first stop will be SA.
Okay.
Yeah,
most probably Cape Town. I love Cape Town, man.
Yeah, I see.
That city received me with open arms and Amajitalana, they understand the music.
Yeah.
Joburg, hey, as long as my connection, we've got guys, but
connection aliko.
I was child is this, you know, unfortunately. But definitely, God willing, hey, we need to jump more borders than just SA or Botswana, you know,
yes,
go further. So yeah.
But
definitely.
We just wish you all the best from the BYO podcast and the person who's listening to this episode. We wish Ryan Synth all the best. And one of the cool thing about all this is that we are keeping this episode on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah. So
20 years from now, kuzabe kulomzukulu wakho or umntanakho obukeleyo. And trust me, bro, mina maybe ngabe ngazalwa that time labazukulu bakho. Even Tavan City, I'll cool on my way in J game. And Tavan, you to cool on my way in J game. And thank you very much for accepting this invitation.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. Yeah. I'm so happy that you guys, you know.
Yeah. So when you look at
I think I should come more often. I need to come more often.
Please.
And yeah, get behind the scenes because, hey, it was about camera.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I think Kulento Tengitka Bang Abo.
Yeah.
Ishi Afike Kanda right now. I'm thinking it's something we should start doing. Or Angazuti Aban Batabangan. But Mbanofunu Gumbona next go podcast lays him interview.
Ooh, we okay. That would be a very, very, very
I
get to pick.
Who do we have on the show?
Well, you guys will look for the person.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Or you want me to look for them?
Either way,
it depends, yeah.
Can be any person, DJ.
There's someone who's like accessibility because you'd say you want Pinapo, like,
I'm dreaming big, man. I've got the connection.
Yeah.
You yes,
know.
If you
yeah, we never know, yeah.
But you'd have to go to.
Yeah, hey.
To Lagos.
$25 million and now have to stress now. But yeah. Mm. Who do you want to see on the show?
Man, that's a tricky one. I think an up and coming artist would do, man.
Up
maybe,
and coming artist.
All right, let me just pick like three guys. Mm. And then you guys will pick.
Then we'll choose.
You'll just decide.
Yeah, because you pick and that person is the enemy of the state. They're like, no, it's fine, we'll do it. But behind the scene, like, oh, yes, child, right? I'm joking.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm joking.
I think first, Slimza Africa.
Slimza,
the DJ.
Yeah.
Or if you can, as the whole.
Have Jemba Monks
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Young performance. But, yeah, Slimza, a female DJ. Maybe Stock Sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's nice. Yeah. She's so good.
And got goats.
So good. In what sense, my brother?
Hmm?
She's so good, like.
Nah, dude, come on, dude. Come on.
She's smooth with it. Yeah, on the dicks,
she's nice with it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a mixer. Where's releasing you, member? Member Lala,
sure. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Stock Sweet.
Stock Sweet. Kotwani.
Kotwani, yeah.
Kotwani is on G. Why?
Yeah.
Nah, dude, that's our bro. Like, I don't even know why we've been doing this. Yeah. Kotwani.
So, Tina, since the last one is a podcast, we try to respect your owner as he looks in as a podcast.
Yeah.
It's grand yama wishes, bro. But thank you very much for coming. And
shout out.
We're just praying and hoping. Our lady Ekaya. sebelizwile ukuthi uRyan Cynthi ngu-DJ omkhulu. Siyabonga njalo manager ngokusilethela uRyan. Siyabonga kakhulu. Tango is thank you.
Tango.
Yeah.
Yo lana ethi pu 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 pu.
And they tipping me off, I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get something for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay, I'm just minutes old.